Okay. Well, I'd like to say that I feel like everything has been said, but I think there maybe is one other step that we can take in the next 6 minutes. As I first read through both of these talks, I was reminded of something that one of my mentors at BYU had written when I was a student here in the 70s. A man named Arthur Henry King, who was a professor of English here. And at one point, Arthur wrote, "The important thing is not to dwell on our favorite things in the scriptures. That is self-indulgence. It is important that we concentrate on those parts of the scriptures that we don't like much. Be mistrustful of what you like most and listen carefully to what you have an impulse to reject." And so as I read President Kimball's talk, I was particularly conscious, like Corey, of the things that I found irritating or the things that I found disagreeable, and in some cases, things that I really didn't want to hear. And of course, I understand that that says a great deal more about me than it says about President Kimball. But I was also reminded, as I thought about this quotation from Arthur King, of a remarkable statement the prophet Joseph Smith made when he said, "By proving contraries, truth is made manifest." And we all understand from our reading of the Book of Mormon in 2 Nephi chapter 2 that opposition is built into the very fabric of our existence. And if this were not so, the gospel plan would fail. So I'd like to suggest to you that President Kimball's talk, in my mind, stimulated some thinking about a number of oppositions. Let me suggest to you what some of those might be, or certainly were for me. BYU, are we leaven in the loaf in the world that we live in, or are we the city on the hill? Are we a light in the dark, or are we a refuge? Do we spend our time and talents in church service, which can be, as you many of you know, extraordinarily demanding, or in the service of our art, which, as Corey has pointed out, is also extraordinarily demanding? Can we do it all? Are we interested in art and in work and in scholarship that yields good public relations, or are we interested in art and scholarship that grapple with the conflict inherent in life in a fallen world? Do we depend on the world's artistic traditions, or are we developing our own traditions? Are we interested in secular truth or saving truth? Are we interested in sanctifying the secular or in rejecting the secular? Are we interested in excluding the world from what we do? That's the refuge part. Or including the world, that's the sanctifying part. Are we interested in intellectual and spiritual openness or withdrawal from an increasingly evil and complex world? Are we to be, as President Kimball suggests, examples of normalcy and happiness in our homes or examples of struggle and purification and repentance? How do we resolve, as many see us as Mormons, as Latter-day Saints, the arrogance of certainty against the humility of doubt? Or alternatively, how do we resolve the humility of our certainty against what for many in the world is the arrogance of their doubt? Are we interested in the hatred of the world or the honor of the world? When we disagree internally here within our own college, are our disagreements about taste or about morality? Or, and I suspect this is not the case, fundamental issues of basic religion? I remember another mentor of mine, Harold I. Hansen, who was the chair of the Department of Speech and Dramatic Arts, who was a great mentor of Lael Woodbury's as well. telling me once that he'd had a conversation with a general authority who shall remain nameless. And the general authority had expressed his concern that Brother Hansen had chosen a career in theater rather than a career in law and business, and felt like perhaps he'd wasted a portion of his life, even though Brother Hansen was the defining figure in theater here at BYU for 20 years or more, was the director of the Hill Cumorah pageant, and contributed hugely to the church. One of the great things that President Kimball's talk, it seems to me, did when he first delivered Education for Eternity is it gave artists permission to be part of the community of saints in a very real and a very public way. And I'm grateful for that permission. One of the things I longed for when I was a student here at BYU were role models as filmmakers. And there weren't any. And now that situation has changed dramatically, and many of the role models that our students look to now are students themselves who graduated from Brigham Young University. This is an enormous jump, both qualitatively and quantitatively, in the last 20, 25 years. Let me, if I can, President Kimball's talk took me back to two other comments that Arthur Henry King made that I'd like to direct to you as well, knowing that you've all read the talk, President Kimball's talks, and don't need me to quote from them. Arthur said on another occasion, "Art does not draw directly from moral standards. It is too deep for that. It draws from the religious power behind those moral standards. If art and morality are connected directly, art etiolates, or it withers." And then he went on to say, and this for me, I think, leads to a comment from President Kimball that I'll close with. "It is not possible to formulate the good. It is only possible to recognize the good in a good soul. And a good soul, a perfect soul, is what we are given to follow. And following a soul is very different from following a principle. The soul that I have chosen to follow, however imperfectly, is the living presence of Christ. And I believe that it is the presence of the Savior at this university through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that will resolve these contraries for me, and I think for all of us, if we act in faith." And finally, and so meaningfully to me, President Kimball said at the close of the second century address, and I think taking into consideration how in our time the dark is rising, to use the phrase of that famous book, "We appreciate the effectiveness of the programs here at BYU, but we must do better in order to be better. And we must be better." Why? "For the sake of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And I testify to you that that is true. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen." Amen.
Well, we certainly want to thank our panelists for sharing their thoughts with us. In fact, could we maybe just give them appreciation for the panel? We instituted the 6-minute rule on them because we wanted to for you to have a chance, if you had some thoughts that you would like to share and to contribute, either about what the panelists have to say or about President Kimball's addresses. So this would be your chance to perhaps share some of the thoughts you had as you read through these talks and listened to what our panelists had to say today. Anyone have a thought? Yes.
It's so hard to add something to this, but could you? A thought to
stand up so they can hear me back? Thank you.
A thought did come to me. The world that we live in is so fast-paced, and I keep coming back time and time again, and I'm really grateful in my work at the museum that I'm given time to allow my creative work to mature. And sometimes I think as a student, because you have the 16-week period of time that you have to produce something, and you're trying to produce it confidently, that maybe it took me a long time to realize that really great work sometimes takes years to develop.
And panelists, feel free to also jump in if you have anything else that you wanted to say as well.